Batchy boys, batchy boys, what they gonna do? What they gonna do? They'll talk about the bachelor for you.
What you gonna do?
Because it's season two.
Not the Batchy Boys for you.
Well, that did it for me then, didn't it? Welcome to season two of the Batchy Boys. We are your hosts, of course, Jimmy and Nath, and this is where we just talk all things batchy, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's something for the girls. If you miss an episode, we'll summarise it for you. And something for the guys. There's a bit of gambling in there, obviously, responsibly.
Yeah.
So everyone's getting something out of this.
Yeah. Unless the people who aren't female, don't like The Bachelor and don't gamble, those people don't even bother.
Don't come here if you don't like The Bachelorette or you hate Sophie. Yeah, none of that. Get out of here.
Yeah,
stop listening.
Just leave, mongoose.
Nath, it is new season of The Bachelorette. Sophie Monk is the new Bachelorette. Of what I thought for episode one of Batchy Boys, I've got there's 18 guys.
Yes.
So I thought we could go through the first 9 guys. But before we do that, I thought we should just quickly go through Sophie Monk.
Should we say hello to Sophie Monk first?
Yeah.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi, I'm Sophie Monk.
Thanks for coming in, Soph.
Good to have her in here.
We couldn't get her. She's busy.
She came in just real quick.
Just did that.
She's got to get back to Channel 10.
I think let's launch into Sophie Monk. But the first thing I just want to mention is she's 37 years old, which I thought was really surprising. If we were looking at her, I wouldn't have said 37. She's a good 37.
Oh, she looks great. She's a clean 37.
I'd say she looks 31.
I don't have a picture over here, so I'm just going based off memory. Based off memory, yeah. I mean, going off the scary movie was the last time I saw her, probably. Her big movie role.
Well, I think
she looks about 32.
Let's launch into her career. I didn't know this. She was born in London. She's got an English dad, an Australian mother.
Oh, dual citizen.
Yeah, so she moved over here when she was 2 years old. Lived on the Gold Coast, been there sort of ever since.
She can't be a politician.
Definitely. She's a singer, songwriter, actress, model, radio personality, but she's never found love.
She's never found love.
Never found
They've
love.
I've got to throw that in there, yeah. Don't they? Was that all straight off Wikipedia?
Yeah. Into that too. So he's on the Bachelorette website. She's had a really decent career when you think about it. Like, I just got some stuff here. She's had a number one hit on the ARIA charts.
Is it that one?
I'm not sure if it was that one.
This is the only one I know, and I don't really know it.
I think that's her song. She had number one hit with Bardo, the girl group.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, of course.
She's been in Entourage, the TV show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was just a bit of a cameo. But she was in Click, which was that Adam Sandler movie with
was
the
she?
Remote.
Who was she in Click?
Oh, I'm not sure. I just went to Wikipedia, mate.
Oh, right. They're making things up. She's putting films there that not many people have seen. It's like, well, some of you might give it. Oh, she must have been.
I didn't watch any of these things, and I didn't listen to any of these singles. But Wikipedia, mate, it doesn't lie.
Okay.
But overall, I think that's a very distinguished career. So I think very talented.
Oh, is that it? Is that the end?
Well, I wanted to go through. It's not about her, past. It's about looking into her future and seeing if she can find love. That's what it's about. But I think she's very, very, very accomplished. She's also come out and said the 5 things she's looking for in a guy in this season of The Bachelorette. This is them.
5 things I'm looking for in a guy. Number 1, I'd like him to be preferably straight. Just makes things easier, doesn't it? Number 2, not someone with a six-pack. I don't care about protein bars and go to the gym. So boring. Number 3, personality. It's really important to me. Number 4, I can't do someone that wears budgie smugglers. You need an accent for that. Number 5, someone that's not prettier than me. I don't want to roll over in the morning and feel ugly. Selfish, but true.
So what do you think about her 5 things, Guy?
Why do you need an accent to wear budgie smugglers? They're an Australian cozy.
Obviously, she's having a joke. That's,
yeah.
It's not a...
I hope it's not a comedy.
It's like, what do you call that? Canned laughter?
It's cold canned laughter.
What do you call that thing? Called Canned Laughter. Yeah. A bit of a quick backstory, just a bit of fun. Nath, you were messaged on your personal Instagram to appear in this series.
Yeah, to come and try out, to be one of the bachelors?
Bachelors on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Which is funny because you're a huge budgie smuggler guy.
And half my photos are me wearing budgie smugglers.
And they...
so obviously, Soph hadn't seen my Instagram.
Yeah, I found that interesting, the budgie smuggler thing. Everything else...
maybe because I turned it down, that's why she instantly doesn't like budgie smugglers anymore. She's like, well, stuff that, dude.
She wanted you, couldn't get you. Everything else makes sense. Straight, I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Wouldn't that be a twist? That'd be a bit of fun at the end.
One of the guys is claiming.
You got to find out which one.
But who? No six-packs. I think that might rule a few guys out. I mean, we're going to cover the guys in a sec, the first nine. They're all in suits. They're looking lovely. So we can't see who has a six-pack.
You can kind of tell a little bit.
But that's what I was going to say. Some of them you can tell. So we'll have to have a look at that. Personality, we can't really tell. All we have is a photo and a little bio description. And not pretty than me. So we'll make sure we cover those things. For those of you that are looking for watching The Bachelorette, 7:30, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Channel 10, check it out. We're also here thanks to our good friends at Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly.
We'll be giving you all the latest odds. We'll be telling you where you should or shouldn't be putting your money, especially at the start, because that's where you get the biggest odds. I mean, if you look back to the winner of The Bachelor, mm-hmm. Laura, who won Matty J's heart, she was at $2 at the start of the comp.
And went down to, what, $1.40?
$1.30.
Yeah.
But never got any higher than two. Mm. So if you're going to put your money somewhere, these early days is the place to start.
And they're quite good. The odds are quite accurate as well, just yeah, letting you know.
They're
Sports
good.
Better got an inside man,
well,
I reckon.
There's big movement after the first two episodes.
Right.
Because,
okay.
Again, they haven't seen a lot of it. But again, that's where you got to get your money in early. Mm. So we'll try and cover that. But Nate, there are 18 guys. Anything else you want to say about our Smunk before we launch into the first one?
Smunk, so we are going with Smunk.
I like Smunk.
Yeah, Monkey? I suggested Smunk.
I suggested Smunk.
What did I say?
You said something else.
I swear I said Smunk.
No, because I went the Smunk and you said we're not doing that.
Okay. I'm going to have to go back and listen to season one.
It doesn't matter who said it. Are we happy with Smunk?
I'm happy with Smunk. Okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll go with Smunk. I guess we'll launch into it, Nath. First cab off the rank. We're going a bit alphabetical order. It's Apollo. Apollo is 24 years old. He is a magician. He's from Queensland. Apollo enjoys making the most out of life, creating memories and making people smile. When asked, does age matter to you when it comes to a relationship? Because he's 24, Sophie's 37. He said, no, not at all. I am young, but I have an old soul. His current odds, thanks to Sportsbet, gamble responsibly.
Oh, gamble responsibly. Sorry. I was lost in Apollo's eyes then.
he's at $36, which makes him, I think, around the middle of the pack off the top of my head. Nath, what are we thinking about Apollo?
Oh, here we go. Apollo, what a way to kick things off. A few risky things there. His name. Do you reckon that's a real name or an alias? Maybe he's a bit... he's not confident that he's going to go the whole way, so he doesn't want people to know his real name so they can find him.
And magicians... Well, magicians have interesting names.
Yeah. You reckon that's his stage name, possibly?
That could be, yeah, his magician
his
name.
His name's maybe like Mark or something.
He looks like a Steve.
He looks like a Steve or a Mark.
And he's gone, you know what, I'm Apollo the magician.
Well, Apollo is the Greek sun god.
Is that what he was?
Yeah. So, that's got nothing to do with magic or The Bachelorette or anything, so I don't know why you chose that.
I'm not feeling confident for him.
Nah, nor am I.
I think the 24 years old thing is working against him. I think Soph's looking for someone there or thereabouts.
Yeah, well, she's, what, 37?
37.
That's more than 10 years.
Yeah.
Nah, it's too much.
I don't think it's good for Apollo.
I'm worried that I think the magic tricks, he'll definitely start with the magic trick, like with the big walk-in. I reckon we'll get a probably like a 30-second...
Like a card trick or time. Something?
Yeah, card trick or something. No, I think I saw the ads. There's a bit of fire.
Is there fire?
Yeah, unless he lights a card on fire. I don't know. We could do both.
Could do that.
But I think they're going to get over the tricks pretty soon. I think they'll become corny. Unless he's gone in with a trick per episode.
Well, I mean, let's look at our predictions. Because what we're doing for episode one, episode two, we're doing a prediction for every guy, what we think about them, maybe where they're going to finish. I've written first person to do a magic trick.
Oh, that's a gimmick.
I think that's going to pay like $1.10.
I've written he's gone into The Bachelorette as well. So.
Oh, yes. Shorter odds and winks. No, I've written a top 10.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, there's 18 guys. He is quite young, but I'm just looking at him. He's a good-looking rooster.
Yeah, solid, heavy.
And I think the magic tricks, Soph likes, you know, that sort of stuff.
Is
likes
she?
To be entertained.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. She's in the entertainment.
So I'm thinking top 10, but it might be just, you know, sneaking into that top 10.
See, now I reckon he's going to wow at the start. She's going to be like, wow, that's crazy. You're amazing. Out week three. I reckon he'll do a disappearing act of his own. He'll be gone. Not that impressive.
That would be good, actually, if he decided...
He just doesn't even get eliminated.
Well, no, he decided that he wants to go. And so it's like at a bachelor the party before the rose ceremony. Hey, do you want to come for a chat, Apollo?
Smoke bomb, gone.
Yeah, gone.
But we never know where he went.
I'd really enjoy that. Next up is Bingham. Bingham. He is 25 years old. He is a polo player.
He plays the guy before, does he?
Apollo. Being a 25 years old, Apollo player. He's from Queensland. He's competitive and cocky. Bingham believes his best features are his height and his physique. His ideal date would be a helicopter ride to a yacht. When asked, what do you think about Sophie being the bachelorette? He said, I'm in love with the fact that it is Sophie Monk. His current odds, thanks to Sportsbet, are $23. Puts him middle of the pack.
Gamble responsibly.
Nath, what are we feeling about Bingham?
Is it a criteria this year on the bachelorette to have a weird name? Because we've started with Apollo and now we've slid right into Bingham.
So if you had to pick a worse name...
Well, Bingham's bad. Bingham sounds like...
But Bingham sounds like a name you've been given. Apollo sounds like you've chosen that.
Yeah, well, that's better.
Because... So I can get away with Bingham if your parents called you. It's not your fault. But if you've chosen Apollo...
But what if he's chosen Bingham?
All I can think of is Ingham.
He's also a polo player. Oh, chicken. Yeah, I know. That's all I can think of. You have chickens.
What is... I'm assuming... I mean, we'll have to get to know. I'm guessing not water polo player because you'd say water polo.
No, polo is the one when you're on the horse.
And is that a career? Like, is that an occupation or is that
Oh, he's written that down as an occupation.
Yeah, it's not a hobby.
No, you don't make money off that, do you, Bingham?
I don't think anyone in the world can be a professional polo player. I don't know of a professional polo league.
Do you think he kind of looks like Loki? Of Thor?
Oh, what is that guy's name?
I can't remember his name. Bingham.
No, he Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston. He kind of looks a bit Tom Hiddleston-ish.
Yeah, he does.
Don't you reckon?
The thing I'm finishing is his height. Girls do like tall guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have a reference of her height yet because they don't give us. Does he look tall? What would you put him at?
I reckon he's looking over 6 foot if he's going to say that his best features are his height.
You'd have to be around 6'5" if you hit. Like, you can't be 6'1" and say your features, your height. You have to be proper tall.
And I think you've got to be notoriously tall to be a good polo player.
Yeah, so I'm going to go 6'5".
Oh, let's lock in 6'5". Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever find the answer to that. Unless he comes in and we can bring out the tape.
The other thing, I think he could go far in this competition because when he talks about his ideal date, it's a helicopter ride to a yacht. And he goes on to say how he'd be drinking whiskey and wine.
Mm.
That's what this show's about, mate.
That's all they do. Every second date is involving a helicopter.
Like flying somewhere in some sort of water-based activity.
Well, I was sitting at a restaurant the other day near Sydney Harbour, and I saw the helicopter and the seaplanes fly over about 10 times. So I think business for them is
booming.
Is booming at the moment, unless they're filming for the next Bachelor afterwards.
I got a feeling about Bingham. Now, let's go to our predictions. I haven't made a prediction of where he's going to exit in the competition because I've gone, you know, with the fact, I've made the prediction that he's going to be a dick.
Yeah, I've written down the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've said he's going to become the villain, the first person to piss a lot of people off.
Yeah, I've had villain, but I've crossed it out and wrote dick because I figure you're a guy, you're a dick.
Yeah,
I figure
true.
We
if you're
can
a chick,
say
you're
that.
A villain. Yeah.
If you're a chick, you're a villain, guy, you're a dick.
Yeah.
So that's your prediction also?
I've also written out ninth.
Ninth.
Very specific, but very specific. I wrote villain too. So
I wrote that down.
Kind villain. Of got a double barrel prediction.
A double barrel prediction.
Oh, we should have that.
We'll get that made.
Let's have that.
If you describe yourself as competitive and cocky and your best features are your height and your physique, because quickly just mentioned his physique, he like doesn't look like a Greek god.
I mean, well, he does look like Apollo, doesn't he?
Literally, Apollo's a Greek god. Next up is Blakey. Blake is 29 years old. He's an investor entrepreneur. He's from Western Australia. He's an ego-driven rule breaker. Blake does not give second chances. He is passionate about creating a legacy and wants to be an inspiration to people around him. When asked, what would cause you to clash with other men in the house? Blake said, I won't have a problem with these guys unless they're dickheads.
Well.
His current odds, thanks to Sportsbet,
gamble responsibly.
$15. So I think that puts him in around the top five or top six.
Okay, yeah. Confusing that he said Blake is looking for an entrepreneur. He's on the wrong show, mate. He should be on Shark Tank.
Yeah, so one of his other things is Blake is looking for an entrepreneur with nice eyes who can hold their ground.
Does that mean Soph needs to be doing a startup or?
Well, I'd say she is an entrepreneur in a way.
Not. Entrepreneur is starting your own business.
Well, I mean, she's been in movies and...
Not hers. Not the Sophie Monk.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she's movie. Changed herself. Like, I mean...
An actress. Yeah, they change themselves.
No, but I'm saying she's done radio. She's done TV. She's done movies. She's done music. Like, you have to be able... You have to be a bit of an entrepreneur.
I swear, entrepreneur is starting. I watch Shark Tank. Entrepreneur is starting your own business.
Well, I mean, she is a business. The Sophie, the smart business is a business. She's her own business.
She's hiring everybody. She might hire Blake. Maybe the Sophie Monk Collective.
You get to the final two. One guy's the love of her life and one guy's her assistant. I really think you'd be a great PA.
Turns into The Apprentice at the end.
Now, look, let's go predictions for the Blakey. I've written, we just mentioned old mate, what's his name? Bingham. I've written Dick. Mm. I've written Blake, bigger dick.
Oh, massive dick.
I've gone Dick 1 and Dick 2.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Two dicks.
The huge, the dicky, okay. The dicker.
Okay, that's a different
Because
thing.
You can have more than one villain, you know what I mean? And we saw that in The Bachelor. We had...
Jen and Naked Waitress.
Yeah.
Leah.
Sorry, I had no idea.
Go through my memory.
I think he's the bigger dick. I've picked them to be two of them are my villains. Yeah, because the other quote is he said, I won't have a problem with guys unless they're dickheads. Like, yeah. Only dickheads say that.
Yeah, that's a real dickhead thing to say.
It's a very move to go, oh, I won't have a problem with you unless you're a dickhead.
Well, actually, I know a Blake and I is don't really like... Well, yeah. You know he, I think he's a dick.
Who's Blake? Queensland. Which one?
In Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a dick.
Yeah. I don't know any Blake, so I'll go with your prediction. What about your prediction? What have you got?
I've said top five, actually. I think he's going to make the top five. And not only that, this is a huge prediction.
Yeah.
First kiss. First kiss for Blakey. I just think he's confident. He's good looking. He'll go in and try to stir some stuff by throwing a tongue in.
This is why, I mean, I don't think he's going to go far because... He's too good looking. And one of Sophie's things was, you know, no one prettier than me and no six packs. I think Blakey could be hiding a six pack under that velvet jacket.
Secret 60, you reckon?
Secret 60.
Yeah.
Secret 60. And he is $15, which puts him, let me have a look. Blakey, he's fourth.
Oh,
so
he's fourth.
Fourth overall, yeah.
Okay.
So big for the Blakey. Next up is Brett. Brett is 27 years old. He's a personal trainer from Western Australia. Brett is a cheeky charmer who loves travelling, the ocean, and meeting new people. Family and kids are a box. He's ready to tick. When asked, what is the longest relationship you've had? He said, I had a girlfriend for 4 or 5 years. She was the best thing to ever happen to me thus far. He is currently paying $21 thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly. His girlfriend that he had for 4 or 5 years, best thing that ever happened to him. Does that mean that he flicked her for the show? Because best thing that ever happened to him, that indicates to me that they didn't break up.
Yeah. Well, this was the quote that I found interesting. I think you've either got it one or the other way. He's that secretly he's super in love with her.
Yeah.
He hasn't gotten over her.
Oh.
Or he was part of a relationship where he really opened himself up to love.
Oh, okay.
And that's what this competition's about.
And that's what he loved.
And it didn't work out. Maybe she broke up with him. So I'm going to lean that way. I'm a really big fan of Brett. I mean, he's 27, so he's got 10 years on the smunk. Which probably isn't great for him, but I just think he looks like a nice guy. Looks like a type of bloke I'd have a beer with.
Yeah, he does look like a good, like, just he's probably got the best smile.
Yeah.
One of the lads.
So far, I really think he presents well.
The only thing I've got for him, because he's a personal trainer, I think we're going to see a lot of top-off gear for him. I think he's going to be one of the... Is he the only personal trainer from memory?
We'll have to keep going. I think there might be another one. I'm not sure.
But I think we're going to see a lot of top-off gear, a lot of swimming in the pool.
Yeah, well, I mean, she said no six-packs.
I don't think he necessarily has a six-pack. I reckon he's just got like a lean physique.
Yeah.
He's a runner.
Okay, well, let's go to predictions. I've got him in my top five.
Mm.
Just because, like I said, I think I've gone with the thing is he had a serious relationship 4 or 5 years. He's ready to find that. I mean, he mentioned family and kids. He's ready to tick those boxes. So is Sophie Monk. I'm going top five.
And the biological clock's ticking.
Yes.
So that's a big one. I've said top eight. So top not eight? Quite the top five. So still like a main contender.
Why do you think he'd get punted then if you had to pick something just off the bat?
I just think... I think he might still be in love with his other person.
That's a fair comment. Yeah. That's a fair comment. Next up is Chaddy. Chad is 37. He is a contract service manager. He's from Victoria. Chad is honest and confident. Is respectful but will speak his mind. He's only been in love once, but at this point in his life where he has everything he needs, except that special someone with whom to share it. When asked, what is the biggest obstacle you have ever overcome? He said, moving on from my ex-partner, whom I fell in love with for the first time in my life. His odds, thanks to Sportsbet, gamble responsibly, $34. So okay. Not great for the Chatty.
No. He looks like, I mean, the way he's dressed and the way he's kind of holding himself, he looks like he's on the board for Channel 10. Don't you reckon he looks kind of like an exec?
Yeah.
It looks like an exec photo. It doesn't look like a bachelor photo.
He goes up to Osher and, Osher, I'm interested in purchasing Channel 10.
Well, that's how he got on. It was just like, we couldn't find anyone else. Let's just throw one of the board members in. They're not doing anything else, are they?
Then he had 17 guys and he threw someone else in there. Chatty, 37, he's the first guy
in that ballpark.
Exactly
yeah.
the same age as the Smunk. I've got some red flags. The biggest one is the biggest, when asked what about the biggest obstacle, he said moving on from my ex-partner. I mean, right. we were talking about just Brettie before, who said, I had a girlfriend for 4 years. She was the best thing. That's a good response. Yeah. Saying, I've had trouble moving on from my ex-partner.
You reckon a bit needy?
Well, that's a big thing. Yeah, like, I couldn't move on from her.
I reckon he's going to be holding her hand real quick.
Yeah, he'll be like, hey, you want to go
first? Touching your knee.
First person to ask for some solo time.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good one.
Well, let's go to predictions. Yeah. I've written first five gone.
I wrote out first 3 weeks.
First 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not fans. The other red flag for me was he's wearing a suit and also a vest underneath it. He's trying to hide it, but you don't need a suit and a vest.
Well, quickly, do you know what a contract service manager is? Contract services manager?
I don't know. It sounds like a wanky title.
Yeah. It sounds like a entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as bad as magician.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what a contract service manager is, so... A CSM.
Yeah, we'll be seeing you go on pretty quickly. I think next up is Eden. Eden is 33 years old. He's a scaffolder from Western Australia. He was born in London to backpacking parents from New Zealand. Eden was born to travel. He's a scaffolder by day, and the hip-hop enthusiast has a passion for music and dance. He's interested in the possibility of finding love with someone who does not take themselves too seriously. When asked to describe his dream date, he said, I'm a simple kind of guy. I enjoy good food, great company, conversation, and laughter. His odds, thanks to Sportsbet, gamble responsibly, $12.
Yeah, so he's one of the faves.
Yeah, he is one of the favourites.
Would he be our token foreigner? I think there's actually another foreigner in the mix. Yeah, Italian, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Apollo's, he's a foreigner.
Is he a foreigner too?
Well, he's... You know, I can't say anything without getting myself in trouble.
Or what?
Apollo's like, he was Greek. So that's foreigner.
Yeah.
What is foreign?
What is foreign? Aren't we all foreign guys?
Aren't we all? We're all from Europe somewhere. the Eads. He's born in London. Parents are from New Zealand. I think Soph will like that.
One of my favourites, actually. If we can jump straight into predictions, I've said top three.
If you want to jump straight to predictions,
I just want to pop that out there. Top three. Here's my main reason. Scaffolder.
Yeah.
Handy around the house. Yep. I'm assuming Soph, we read out of Wikipedia before, she's got quite a few properties.
Does she? I mean,
I don't know. Well, I'm making
she,
that
she,
up.
She'd
she was
like
in Click, mate. Yeah. She was in Click.
She's one of Adam Sandler's closest personal friends.
She had this
friends.
Song. It's good. She's got heaps of song. I think she'll be handy. He'll be handy around the house.
Look, well, if we're at predictions, I'm going top five.
Yeah.
He's also someone I think is a favourite. I think let's go age 33. So it's 37. I think there or thereabouts. We said that. Scaffolder. I think So's looking for an everyday bloke.
Yep.
She's the star in the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's not looking for another Sophie Monk.
Well, unless he goes on the block or something, and then he becomes a star.
But that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know what's old mate Scotty Cam? I mean, I'd love to. Marry Scotty Cam.
Yeah, get away with Scotty Cam. Just elope with
him. That's my man crush.
Wouldn't he be good?
The Cammy. I mean, he got his gold logie and turned it into a bottle opener.
Did he really?
Yeah, he put a bottle opener in the bottom of it.
I'll get him on the show with Scotty Cam. He'd be in the 40s? Ballpark.
40?
Yeah, just a few years older.
Yeah, I mean,
just the other way.
I think he's happily married with children.
Nah,
but
get him on.
An intruder.
What a twist.
Now, get him to host.
When's the Bachelorette starting? 7 o'clock.
That's the joke they make for their show, you idiot.
Oh, sorry.
No, Eads, I think, scaffolder, and his dream day, he's a very relaxed guy. I think that's what Soph's looking for. I think, yeah, hot favourite. I've said top five, Nath, you said top three.
Yeah.
I think he's there. $12, thanks, Sportsbet. If we're talking where you need to place your money, I think Eden.
Great bet.
So far, $12. Again, also, she said no budgie smugglers and no six-packs. He looks chunky but funky.
Well, he said he was he's from New Zealand. Yeah. I'm assuming he was a rugby player in the day, probably in the front row.
And his jacket's a bit tight in the photo.
Yeah.
Like he looks
a bit rugged as
well. Yeah, I think if you're going to put your money somewhere, at $10 on Eden at 12, you know.
Taking home an easy hunch.
Yeah, 100. I think that's it's worth it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. Next up is Harry. Harry is 24 years old.
Oh, dear Harry.
He is a restaurant manager from South Australia. free-spirited larrikin Harry is always up for an adventure. The restaurant manager is passionate about the environment, surfing, and everything about the outdoors. When asked, where do you see yourself in 10 years? He said, owning a few bars, chilling on a beach in Mexico. He's currently paying $51 thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly.
And Nate, that is the biggest odds. He is the outsider of the comp.
Yeah. I've got this opinion about Harry. Let me know what you think about this. I reckon his mates have just entered him for a laugh. And then he's got through, and then he's gone, oh, crap, I've got to go through it with it now.
Now, we've only got one photo. It looks like he's rocking a man bun. Looks like the hair's back in a bun.
I don't know what's going on with that hair.
Let's talk fashion, if we can.
What is that? That's the bottom of the pile. They're the ones Matty J didn't want to wear.
Now, you'll see it on Wednesday night, 7:30, Channel 10, check it out. What are the things on the side of his jacket?
I don't know. Is that like, it kind of looks like an Iron Man suit.
It looks like leather on like the corner of his shoulders.
Hmm.
Looks like leathers on his, it's an ugly suit. It's very ugly.
Shocking suit.
Biggest odds.
Haven't helped his odds putting him in that suit.
Yeah, and he's 24 years old. And in 10 years, he didn't say with my partner and kids. He went owning a few bars and chilling on a beach in Mexico. What are we thinking about Haz?
The only thing with Harry is I reckon he's got a really bogan voice.
Yeah.
Well, I think that'll draw Sophie in because he said chill about 19 times.
But, I mean, he is paying $51. It's huge.
Huge. I'm worried he's going to be so chill that he's just going to be comatose every night. Harry, you want to participate in the challenge? He's like...
okay, let's go predictions. What are you thinking, Nath?
I've said out week one.
Out week one.
I think he's going to have a bit of fun for the boys. They're going to laugh at him on the first ep, and then I think he'll go.
I've written one of the first five gone.
Yeah.
Because, again, I'm not sure how many she's punting, but I think it'd be too easy to say he's gone first.
Yeah.
Because remember, she kicked someone out the first night. There's 18 guys. Haz could slide under the radar. You know what I mean?
Oh, you reckon? Yeah, well, because he's comatose. Yeah. He's too chill.
He's asleep on the couch. He doesn't even make the rose ceremony.
No, he wasn't there. He didn't show up.
That's it for Harry. Next up is Hayden. Hayden is 29 years old. He is a marketing manager from Victoria. Outgoing and funny, Hayden is a born entertainer with a passion for music. He has a personal motto, whether you are laughing at me or with me, you're welcome. When asked, how do you plan on winning Sophie's heart? He said, by making her smile. He's also a serial dater and is looking for a woman to settle down with. He's currently paying $46 thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly.
The Hades, Nath, what are you thinking?
Cereal data. Wonder what cereals he goes for. Weet-Bix, Fruit Loops.
Okay, he's like, hey, you want to go have a date? Yeah, what do you want to do? Eat Fruit Loops at my place.
Sultana brand. Get over here, mate. I don't know. I think I always, like, I mean, he's obviously going for the funny guy. Because let's be honest, he's not the best looking bloke in the house.
He looks, and again, I think Soph's going for someone who's not the most attractive.
Yeah, but this is going a bit far.
He's funny. I mean, he's a funny guy, and he's also funny looking.
Yeah, he's kind of got this Tom Hanks hair style going
on. He's like an ugly young Tom Hanks.
That's a perfect way to put him. He's an ugly young Tom Hanks. I know what sound effect we're going to use for him in the future now.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Tom.
He's a UYTM. An ugly young Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he's an ugly young Tom Hanks. That's exactly who he is.
Predictions, I've written first five gone.
I've said out week two.
Out week two.
I don't think he'll lie. I think he'll crack a few gags in there for a laugh. Soph will keep him around, but...
By the way, just quickly with predictions, I really love how you go the weeks. I'm going like numbers.
Mm.
Like, you're just like, yeah, I'd week two.
Yeah, I just try to pull them out of the hat.
Ninth out. Your predictions are very precise or big. It's just, yeah. I love it. No, I love it.
Pretty confident this year.
Nath, this is the last of the first nine. Just a reminder, everyone, there is 18 guys. So we're doing the first nine. This is James. James is 31 years old. He's a financial advisor from New South Wales. James's friends describe him as sunshine personified.
Ooh.
The financial advisor has a spiritual side and believes his love language is vocal and affectionate. When asked what would cause you to clash with the other men in the house, he said, sticking up for the underdog. Now, his odds, thanks to Sportsbet,
gamble responsibly,
$5.50, which puts him as the second favourite.
Mm-hmm.
Nath, what are we thinking about Jamesy?
Bit of a red flag, the sticking up for the underdog thing. Does that mean like he's willing to sacrifice his own time in the house?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I'm worried about that.
Well,
because I think he might be too nice and then give someone else the opportunity that would help him win.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's two ways. He's either sacrificing his own time or when the other guys are bullying someone, you know, like, oh, Steve, you idiot.
Take him under his wing. Yeah. Get in here, mate.
Like, what was old mate? It was just, we said smoking cones, falling asleep.
Oh, Harry.
Harry. Like when they're like, oh, Harry, you're bloody asleep. James is like, boys.
Leave him alone.
That's Harry's choice.
Yeah.
If Harry wants to do that.
Oh, okay. See, James pissed me off a little bit. I hate those guys that don't get along with the lad banter. Like, if you don't fit into the lad banter, don't go against it. Unless you're the victim,
Or maybe he's part of it. Going, oh, Harry, you idiot. Yeah. And then pulls someone away quietly behind closed doors and goes, Steve, Apollo.
I got you.
You need to put your heads in.
I got you. Okay. Stop bullying.
Well, I mean, he is $5.50. I mean, and look, I'd say if you had to put a photo up of the ideal guy for Sophie, I think James would fit that criteria.
Yeah, he does look good, doesn't he?
I mean, he's 31, so he's there or thereabouts in the age.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bit chunkier.
Yeah, he does look a bit chunky, but jolly chunky.
Yeah, and I think that's...
Junky.
And I think that's, you know, a financial advisor. It's a bit of a boring job.
Or Channel 10 will probably hire him if he doesn't win anyway.
Osher's whispering in his ear. Oh, James, we need help, mate.
We need your money.
I need some advice. Should I leave? Should I stay here for the next season?
Do I have a future here? What's going on?
I think like, but he looks like the type of guy that Sophie's after.
The only thing that freaks me out a little bit is that he's got a big spiritual side, he said. Now, do you think that could turn Sophie off? Because I don't see Soph as a big spiritual.
Some people say that. It depends how serious you are about it. You know what I mean? Like, spiritual side could be...
You don't step on cracks on the sidewalk.
Yeah, catching the waves. Like, I love to get out in the water.
Oh, yeah.
You
know what Mother I mean? Nature. Yeah.
You know, if he's practicing yoga every morning, that's a bit of a red flag.
Yeah.
If he loves having a surf with the boys, that's okay.
I just hope he doesn't do like a palm reading gear on the first visit. And
yeah, I mean, he's going to be that guy.
If he's going
to
do that.
We'll have to wait. But let's go to predictions.
Yep.
I've gone top three.
I've said top three, and I've also thrown in another specific one.
Yeah.
First date.
First date?
Yeah. Top three and first date.
First date.
Top the gym. Three. For the James.
For the don't call him Jim.
Yeah. Because
that's confusing. Me. It's going to be
right,
very
let's just
confusing.
Get that out straight
and,
away.
I don't look anything like him. I am a handsome devil.
Yep.
And he's.
You're spiritual, though, which is good. You love getting in the waves.
Oh, mate. I love getting in touch with the waves. I go with Harry. His place. I love
he's
the water.
He's out cold. He's just floating at the back. What was that?
It was bong water. with the has.
He needs sound effects.
It's hard to do the bong water sound.
Do the bong water again. That's not just drowning in the pool. That's what that is.
Gosh, I need mouth to mouth. That is it for the first nine guys. That's episode one of Batchy Boys. We'll be back very shortly covering the last nine guys. Nath, anything else before we leave?
Batchy Boys, Batchy Boys.